ladies and gents, adults and kidults. 98 episodes later, it is I, Casper, on this rainy day in Massachusetts. I come bearing another episode, number 98, accompanied by some more crazy stories and bits and pieces of episodes from like weeks ago and some more interesting stuff. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to meet with my friends Sam R and Momo Bites this weekend that went by. I had some other stuff going on. Anywho, and giving a shout out to Doug Couch. I had an episode with him. We were doing a podcast together, I think last night or the night before. I think it was Saturday night. Yep, Saturday night we were doing a podcast, and it was about an hour long. And it was fun, though. It was real, real fun, you know. We're always chatting and stuff like that. There's more blind podcasters out there than you guys know. And we're out there. You just gotta, I don't know, run into us, I guess. Anywho, I ran across this funny story that a friend posted on Facebook. And it's about Jehovah's Witnesses. And as soon as I get this episode prepared some more, I'll tell you guys about it. So if you're interested, hang around for the rest of it. And getting back to you guys with the rest of that story, for those of you who stuck around for the rest of it, it was about Jehovah's Witnesses and how they come up to your door and stuff, or they'd just be chilling on a corner waiting to catch their next victim. No offense to anybody who is a part of that religion. I'm just saying. I do have a story about what happened like 6 years ago with Jehovah's Witnesses. So one morning I was about to go to church. I think it was a Sunday, and I was getting ready to go to church with a group of people, and I had a house dog. It was a house pet. It wasn't a service animal. It was just a house pet. It was a black and white Shih Tzu, and his name was Ojo Deuce Henderson. So we used to call him Mr. Henderson outdoors, and at home we called him Mr. Ojo. And he was a very well-behaved and sophisticated dog. He had very rare moments of misbehavior. 98% of the time he was in perfect behavior, you know, perfectly good. He behaved well enough that he was mistaken for a service animal, which meant I was able to get out and go to the store with him and no one would even notice him. You know, like, he was very pampered and very conceited, because we'd go to get his hair cut all the time and get him little bandanas to wear, and like, didn't want to wear sweaters, so he would literally find a way to get himself out of the sweaters. So he preferred not to have on clothes. I guess most dogs don't want clothes, so we left him with no clothes. He was okay with the bandana. He liked it. He got lots and lots of compliments on his bandana when he was out and about, and we just let him run around outside and have fun. So one day, you know, I was getting ready to go to church, and I decided I'm going to take Ojo out to the bathroom outside. He's going to go use the restroom outside. And I thought, okay, well, he's really good. He doesn't need his leash. We're only going downstairs, and I don't need to use my white cane. So, yeah, I think that's where two horrible things happened. Well, not terribly horrible, just things that normally wouldn't happen ended up happening. One, because I didn't have my cane, I tripped over the curb when this next incident took place. Two, Ojo spotted some Jehovah's Witnesses, and prior to going out, someone told me, hey, watch out, there are some Jehovah's Witnesses outside. And I figured, oh, well, I'm just going through the back door, no one's gonna really see me or the dog. So we get there, and all of a sudden, Ojo starts growling. And I'm like, oh, damn, I don't have his leash, so I can't just grab him. So, as soon as I get by the curb, and I'm trying to find out trying to step down as carefully as possible and not fall. And Ojo starts barking madly, and he runs and he does this like circle thing, and he goes around my leg and confuses my feet. And then he runs forward, and I tried to step down and grab him, but he was long gone. And there I go, falling down on my knees and my hands. I scratched up my hands and my knees. I did not go to church at all. No, I didn't. So here I am thinking Ojo was going to bite these Jehovah's Witnesses. It's these people just walking around trying to get people into their religion and stuff, and just really just waste people's time. It was really annoying. He stops and he starts barking at them. He gets really close by their ankles and starts barking very, very badly. And no, they're not affected by him barking. They're just like laughing at him. Like, ah, he's so cute. He's so small. He's a puppy. Like, no. Ojo is 7 years old at the time. Yeah, 7 years old. And I guess he's a middle-aged dog back then in dog years. That was the only time he ever, like, behaved strangely, was barking at those Jehovah's Witnesses, and I fell and I cut up my hands and my knees on the ground. And as far as this whole church thing goes, no, that was not happening. Mm-mm. I was like, nah, I'm pissed off. My hands is all scratched up and shit, and my knees and stuff, literally my jeans got cut because I fell pretty hard off the curb. And so I was like, okay, well, I guess that was the last time I saw of those Jehovah's Witnesses hanging around outside, waiting to catch their next person to chew their ears off. In that case, there was, you know, that's the story behind the whole Jehovah's Witnesses. We don't answer the doors, we don't stop and let them sit there and talk to you, and will talk at you and stuff like that. And I definitely don't have a dog anymore that will chase people away, especially if they don't have a leash and they don't crisscross your legs and have you trip over a curb. So from then on, I did not leave home without a cane to walk a dog to the yard outside to go do his business. So there will be some bits and pieces of previous episodes from, like, many episodes ago.
Hey, thank you so much for your message. I love your podcast. I definitely favorite your podcast. Please feel free to check out mine and hit the favorite button if you like what you hear. Thanks again. I love what you're doing on Anchor.
Hey, Cassie, how are you? I'm glad that you enjoyed doing the podcast with me. I think we should do many more together. I really enjoyed the conversation we had. I hope to hear from you soon. How's everything going? And have a good day.
Hey, I am doing great. Hope you're having a great Thursday as well. It's nice and warm, I guess. Not too hot, not too cold here where I am, and I am just leaving from a busy day, I guess, all like a million things in one. And yeah, the podcasting was a lot of fun to do, and that noise you're hearing in the background is my cane scraping on the ground. Hey guys, so I feel like I had to go back in time to one of my episodes from somewhere back in May or June with my friends Sam R. and Momo Bites. The Party Crasher podcast, which was, I feel like it was the funniest yet saddest, but also the most brutally honest episode we have ever done as co-host collaborators. And so I wanted to put a little piece of that back in here to just give everyone who didn't get a chance to catch up to speed. We're 91 episodes in, and I feel like that, I think that was probably episode 60 something. Okay, so I know you guys don't want to hear all that stuff, so I'm going to just play a little repeat of the podcast that me, Sam R, and Momo Bites did when Sam was graduating from college. Well, she was graduating from one college and going to another, and we were celebrating. So just a brief recap, you know, she had a friend that wasn't very nice, that felt the need to be really, really upset because Sam had other people, and the girl wanted all of her attention, all of Sam's attention on her only and not the guests that were visiting. So I hope this drew you guys in, just for a brief recap as we are trying to wrap up stuff for the summer. And well, actually the summer is not going anywhere anytime soon, but as long as these hot ass temperatures are still around, it's not going nowhere. So in my mind, it's time to wrap up and start thinking ahead for the future seasons, because September is literally right there. It's here with us. So September comes around, the temperatures begin to change. So it's not as hot as it would be like if it were June or July or the beginning of August, where it was like brutally, aggressively hot. Like really, oh, it was just terrible. So I'm going to play you a nice little recap from Sam R graduation podcast. Yes. And it was also around the time of like the pool Patty and barbecue Becky. Oh, what happened to those people? What happened? What's next? You know, the snowman Becky, where there's going to be kids playing outside in the snow. There's going to be some snowman Patricks and snowball Becky. When you see them, throw a snowball at them. So guys, after listening to some of the messages from my friends here on the platform of Anchor, who listened from every other source or platform available, I just got a question. Although these are usually pretty short episodes, unless I'm on with friends and fellow podcasters co-hosting, what kind of music do you guys listen to? So if you want, you can send a message either on this platform of Anchor, or you can send your message response to an Apple review on iTunes podcast, or whatever they call it, Apple podcast now. You can comment there or to the email and Google number provided in this episode. I put them in there. I put the same recordings from a while ago in the next episode if I have to, because that's how I organize it. So what kind of music do you guys listen to? Do share. I'd like to hear about some of what you listen to, or you can give a shout out. So I want to give a shout out to all of the folks that sent me messages, or everyone listening on all platforms outside of Anchor or in Anchor. Thank you guys. Have a cool Sunday, and I guess I would say have a great week in case you guys may not hear from me during the week coming up. Bye y'all. Yes, that was a damn cow that you just heard. Yeah, it was a super random noise. So I just figured I would give you guys an email address to leave your stories. Like, you can send in your story submissions. Just keep it short. Not that I don't want to hear the funny stories about what you have to share that you may be interested in, but interested in sharing with the podcast. So you could send your stories to the address of casu305@outlook.com. So it's casu305@outlook.com. You can submit your stories there and just put it in the headline title, Anchor Podcast Story Submission, and leave your name and your story in there, and we will feature you and your story on this podcast coming up, or the next couple of podcasts in the very near future.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.